Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Coach of Indonesian national team Patrick Kluivert has affirmed that his team will take seriously the final match of the third round of 2026 World Cup qualifiers against hosting team Japan. Reported by Tempo.co, the result of the match, which will be played today at Suita City Stadium, Osaka Prefecture, will not only affect the journey of both teams in the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Japan has secured their place in the final round, while Indonesia has secured a ticket to the fourth round. Indonesia will welcome 120 companies from Netherlands on June 16, 2026. The chairman of Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Anindya Novian Bakri, mentioned that they are bringing trade and investment missions to Indonesia. Reported by Tempo.co, the plan was revealed after Anindya hosted a visit from the Netherlands ambassador to Indonesia, Timor Leste and ASEAN, Mark Gerritsen, at a Convergence Indonesia in Kuningan today. In the forum, it was revealed that the delegates will focus on three main sectors, namely food security, maritime affairs, and water management. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, happy lunchtime from Jakarta, Indonesia, and you're listening to The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on vonis.id and the application RRA Digital. And by the way, I'm Steve, we'll be in here with you and we'll see how a lot of things are happening in Indonesia. Once again, only on vonis.id and the application RRA Digital. So many things for us to discuss today, and so I'd like to start with this one. Salma Salsabil with Berharap pada Timur.
Kita bertemu dan kamu tinggalkan topi hitam, sisakan helai rambut ikamu. Lama-lama kita terbiasa satu-satu. satu-satunya dalam ruang di hatiku.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Summer. Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Happy listening!
Indonesia.
Listener, here is quotes of the day. The truth is not decided by how many people who believe in it. A quote from Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Listener, Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Yogyakarta on August 1st, 1868. He was also a founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. And listener, that's quotes of the day.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
jalur yang sama. Bacaan dan doa yang mulai berbeda. Engkau dan air mata kita bicara.
Gila, tak masuk logika. Termangu hatiku, kau menggenggam ku menandanya. Berdamai dengan apa yang terjadi. Kunci dan semua masalah ini jujur tak mudah untuk melangkah pergi. Ini soal hati, bukan yang diyakini.
Oh, tak masuk logika, termangu hatiku,
kau menggenggam ku menandanya.
Gila, ini tak biasa. Ku menadahnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
thoughts are running through my head. I wanna tell you, but I don't know how this will end. Wish I could help it. I'm bored and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running round, please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, forget this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
This makes perfect, but I don't know if we're calls. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something I've been missing all along.
I know it's tough, I had enough of always running round to please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave us.
I've been searching for something new. Could cross that ocean or give this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
So two countries sharing similar flags, namely Indonesia, is inviting Monaco to join in the Ocean Impact Summit in Bali this month. And this invitation was given directly by Indonesian Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, Arief Hafasugriseno, recently. And quoted from rri.co.id, the invitation was given during the Blue Economy and Finance Forum, in which the Deputy Minister, besides inviting Monaco to join in the summit, but also join in strengthening collaboration in protecting and the use of sustainable ocean. And during this very similar forum, the Deputy Minister Arief Hafasugriseno had a meeting with Monaco's counterpart Isabella Bero Amadei, and the two, during the meeting, exchanged some views about strategic issues, and maybe later in the Ocean Impact Summit, Indonesia and Monaco can tighten also cooperation with other countries in preserving sustainable ocean.
Menyembunyikan rahasianya. Sang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayu, warnanya merayu. Seisi dunia merasa di madu.
Asmara senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan atas bukit memandang mimpi yang membentang.
kalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan, berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan atas bukit pemandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah. Genggamlah tanganku selalu.
Thank you for listening to The Voice of Indonesia through RRI Digital Mobile App. You can enjoy directly the programs of all RRI stations across Indonesia, including your favorite playlist, inspirational podcast, and the latest video news. You can immediately interact with us by using like, comment, share, and live chat. RRI Digital, a solution for entertainment and information in your hands. Download now on Google Play and Apple App Store.
Aku yang dipaksa menyerah, jadi yang paling salah. Sementara kau dengannya, aku yang kini terbuang, kau jadikan pecundang. Sementara kau bersurat, surat.
still tuned to The Voice of Indonesia, and after this, you'll be listening to a story about the Geopark Natuna.
Prehistoric traces have survived for a very long time and can still be found today. One of the most amazing ones is the giant rocks on Natuna Island. The number of rocks is not small because they can be found almost all over the island from mountains, valleys to the coast. Natuna Island is now included in the Natuna District, Riau Islands Province. Natuna Island and the surrounding small islands have been designated as Natuna Geopark, as a large area for the conservation of prehistoric rocks, which are not only thousands of centuries old, but also millions of centuries old. In addition, this area is also a location for research, education, and sustainable economics. To get to Natuna Island from Jakarta, we spend about 4 hours by plane, with one stop on the island of Batam. Team of RRI Voice of Indonesia departed with the earliest flight at 6:15 and landed in Ranai City, Natuna Island, at around 10 a.m. Western Indonesia time.
Dear passengers, in a few moments we will be landing at Ranai Airport in Natuna. Local time has shown at 9:39.
For several days in the northernmost area of Indonesia, which shares borders with 7 Southeast Asian countries, RRI Voice of Indonesia had the opportunity to conduct a search. There are 8 geosites in Natuna, which have been designated to be included in the geopark area, namely Setanau Island, Akar Island, Batu Kasa, Tanjung Senubing, Senoa Island, Tamak Cave, Tanjung Dato, and Mount Ranai. It is said that the rocks in Natuna Island are layered sedimentary rocks, which were formed on land as ancient river deposits. Geosite rocks in Natuna Island are sandstone, conglomerate, and siltstone, which are geologically included in the Pengadah formation of Oligo-Miocene age. Some rocks have already formed, black and hard. However, some are still in progress from the frozen sand. However, if a human foot is stepped on the rocks, it is not fragile because it is very hard. It's miraculous. The half-sand rock forms an amazing relief, as if these were carved with high techniques. The rock trail also presents colors of brown gradations, yellow, black, and gray. All are masterpieces of the creator. In addition to the thousands of giant granite rocks, Natuna Island is designated as a geopark area because it has rare and unique biodiversity that does not exist in other areas or even in other countries. In addition, Natuna Island also has a valuable cultural heritage, so it needs to be protected. As revealed by the head of the Natuna Regency Tourism Office, Hardinansyah, to Voice of Indonesia.
Bebatuan Natuna itu asalnya dari kerak samudra, kerak benua, Sungai Purba.
The Natuna rocks come from oceanic crust, continental crust, and ancient rivers. The age, according to the geologists, is 144 to 188 million years. And because Natuna Island has biodiversity, so Natuna Island has the only endemic animal in the world, namely the kaka. Then there is also the smallest frog in the world, only the size of a thumbnail, in the Serasan Subdistrict. Lastly, we have cultural diversity. Yes, we do have mandu, sudo chicken, pastel arts. A lot of them are scattered in Natuna Regency.
Meanwhile, head of the Natuna Geopark Management Agency, Kiki Firdaus, said the determination of the Natuna Geopark on November 29, 2018 went through a relatively short process, initiated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Indonesia. Apart from having natural resources and local culture, Natuna Island is the homepage of the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, which is very strategically located opposite the South China Sea, which is now named the North Natuna Sea.
Setahun sebelumnya, 2017, itu ada teman-teman dari Kementerian Luar Negeri berkunjung.
In 2017, friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs visited Natuna. They stayed at Olive Stone. At Olive Stone Park, the landmark is a stretch of rocks, a landscape of rocks. An idea came from the friends from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We have to save Natuna with these granite stones. Don't let everything be broken down into the foundation of the house. Because here indeed, the granite stones are used as material for house foundations, but they are not produced for mass sale. But over time, they will run out. Now, the ministry also sees the location of Natuna in the middle of the ocean, which has been a polemic for several countries. Natuna's position is designated as a geopark area and is considered important for an external status. Actually, to become a geopark, Natuna is still a long process, but Natuna gets a very special opportunity. We are given the convenience to follow the entire administration behind. It's like a gift, like the award given by the state to the Natuna region as an appreciation that we are truly in the territory of Indonesia.
Berada dalam kawasan wilayah Negara Kesatuan Republik Indonesia.
With the establishment of a geopark, whose noble goal is to save the shape of the earth from now until millions of years to come, until the end of the world.
According to Kiki, the management of the Natuna Geopark area is in a comprehensive and sustainable manner in which there is intervention by the government of the Republic of Indonesia through various ministries and institutions, as well as local governments. This is an important effort to improve the welfare of the local community, and at the same time, it reinforces the presence of the state in anticipating claims from other countries over Natuna Island. Furthermore, Kiki Firdaus also said the Natuna Geopark is currently being fought for recognition from the United Nations in the form of being designated as a UNESCO Global Geopark.
Kala mentari terbenam di ufuk barat, di saat itulah dingin rindu selimuti keindahan senyuman dari lesung pipi itu, menikmati imaji bersamamu. maka terimalah diriku. Kita akan bahagia selamanya. Ku berjanji jadi suamimu, dan ku akan memberikan yang terbaik untukmu. Ku sadar diriku tak seindah lagu indie yang selalu kau dengar, meracuni telingamu. Ku pastikan ini bukan tentang saja dan lara. Sahajamu warnai duniaku, maka
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali, you're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
See you. kekasih.